We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, Shane, we finally got a major coming on.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun to look forward to. Going to be playing in San Francisco. What is it, Harding Park? The PGA Championship. Now, everything's jumbled. The PGA's first.
Right.
The Masters is last. The British Open is not going to happen. But the U.S. Open is going to happen. So golf's doing the best that they can possibly do here, but we're going to get a major now.
Yeah, and there'll be some no-shows and some exemptions of, you know, former major winners that get invited that have declined. It's pretty good list. Not exactly who's who, but John Daly's one of them.
No.
He said on Monday that he doesn't feel comfortable flying and doesn't feel comfortable going to California. His Twitter, let's see. This is yesterday morning, John Daly's Twitter, and I'm quoting, "People keep asking why I WD from PGA. California now number one in cases/deaths. I had knee surgery. I'm a diabetic, and I don't feel comfortable flying. Being too close proximity to even small crowds and risk exposure with my health, not worth it.
Yeah.
God bless you all and be safe." So,
man, cool. Totally.
Yeah, there's his reason why.
Nothing wrong with that.
In April, joked about vodka and Diet Coke being a cure for the coronavirus, as only John Daly can joke. And I don't have any problem. If we can't joke about some things, I mean, let's not get bent about every last thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But Patrick Harrington, J.B. Holmes, J.D., Vijay Singh, Lee Westwood, all withdrew. And not all for the same reason, but pretty good list of players that won't. Lee Westwood is still in Europe. Now, he has kind of stayed away because of COVID-19. A positive test for Brandon Grace. So that rules him out. And so about 12 that won't come, but
no
Tiger
real
Woods.
Contenders though.
And no, because
no,
Daly hadn't missed a PGA Championship since 13, but hadn't made the cut since 12. So
there you go.
You know, just taking advantage of getting the invite, but he was never really, in his case anyway, never really a threat to win the tournament. He has been playing, by the way, on the Champions Tour. John Daly has, and he played most recently this last weekend. So we'll talk about that as it gets a little bit closer to time. But Tiger Woods played 9 holes yesterday in his prep for getting ready for the PGA Championship.
Yeah, he's been on site since Sunday. Played Sunday and yesterday.
Played
both.
Sunday too, huh? Okay.
Yep.
So. All right, so there you go. There's a little golf talk for you. Like I said, when we get a little closer, we'll talk a little bit more and maybe handicap it for you Wednesday and Thursday. Okay, so the Big 12 finally gave a 9+1 schedule model that they approved, 9 conference game plus 1 non-conference game in college football. They're kind of the last one to the party, but presidents and chancellors approved a scheduling model for the upcoming football season that would include those 9 conference games and 1 non-conference game. It would give the league the flexibility to move back the championship game to mid-December. I'm sure there are a lot of sliding scales and moving parts in here.
Yes.
The schedule was not published, but with sweeping changes across all conferences, you can forget West Virginia, Florida State, Baylor, Ole Miss, OU, Tennessee, Texas, LSU, as we already alluded to last week or so. Joe Castiglione from OU told ESPN that OU still plans to play Texas at the Cotton Bowl. So maybe in October, Castiglione said. So obviously with the Texas State Fair being canceled, it won't be when we're used to seeing it, but they're still holding out hope that they'll have it. So, no big surprise here. How do we feel about the 9+1?
I think, yeah, no surprise. What were they going to do? Their options were somewhat limited. You feel like they've done their due diligence, and they've got, you know, they've figured out the best chance to play moving forward, and now we, you know, put it into play and see how it goes. You know, each and every day, preseason football workouts are being shut down around the country. I think Northwestern was the latest to shut down some of their preseason, off-season operations. So everybody's learning as they go, and you hope that we continue to get smarter about it with each passing day, and that we can get to the beginning of the season, what now? End of September, right? Pretty much?
Ish.
Something like that, middle of September? So,
ish.
Something like that.
Here's
right?
Another portion of COVID-19/college football to consider. And by the way, Indiana State has paused its workouts too, by the way.
That's not right.
Exactly a little closer to home, but, you know, a little familiarity. Individual players, stars, pro prospects opting out. And Minnesota's wide receiver Rashad Bateman, who is a potential first-round pick, is opting out of the upcoming season. And if you've seen any video on him, you can understand why.
Yeah,
he's a real talent. Yeah, and so PJ Fleck from Minnesota will be without his star wide receiver, although he issued a statement supporting Bateman's decision. Quote, Rashad played a pivotal role in helping mold the University of Minnesota into an elite Big Ten program. He was a joy to coach and has developed an NFL caliber player. We could not be more proud of Rashad's historic and All-America career at Minnesota, unquote. So Minnesota's going to have to do without him and replace his 60 catches, 1,219 yards, and 11 touchdowns last season, third-team All-American.
I like the creative license in the description of an elite Big Ten program.
It's PJ Fleck for you, man.
Thanks, PJ.
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't he the one that's rows the boat? Is that PJ Fleck?
Yeah, I think that's right. And while they were really good last year and were a really fun story, I don't think that I would consider Minnesota elite.
Compared to where they've been, yes. Overall, probably no.
Oh, well, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's all in the perception. Yeah, they were, was it last year they were undefeated for quite a while?
Like the first six or seven weeks, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
they were really good.
Somebody clipped them. I can't
really
remember who it was, but yeah, they were talk of the Big Ten for about a month. But So, are we going to see a rash of NFL ready prospects opt out? If you're talking about, well, like Todd McShay, for example, from ESPN has Bateman as the number 19 player of his top 32. I'd say that'd qualify for me, and if I'm Rashad, Bateman, I'd probably do it too. But so now what with, and this is low-hanging fruit, but it has to be asked, what about Trevor Lawrence? What about Ja'Marr Chase? Anybody else that's a can't-miss first-rounder, why would you play?
I asked the question of Jerry Palm yesterday, and he moved it to the spring season. Well, in the spring season, if this season is a spring season, you will see opt-outs all over the place.
Yes.
And why wouldn't you? I mean, you don't want to be playing football when the draft is happening.
Right.
You just don't. I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, college football allegiances aside, we're talking about an athlete's livelihood moving forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you're playing the fall, I mean, I think there'll be some cherry pick. There'll be, you know, here and there, there will be guys that opt out and get themselves ready for the draft. There's enough data on a lot of these guys, these first round guys in particular, that missing part of a season or missing whatever this season ends up looking like isn't going to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
And this would be a really radical approach to just skipping the Sun Bowl like Christian McCaffrey did.
Sure.
Wisely, I might add, by the way. I don't blame
mm-hmm.
you. But, to Jerry Palm's point, you shift the season to the spring, you betcha. That's a no-brainer for a whole bunch of players to not play. But if it goes, from September to whenever, 10 games, 11 games, 9 games, however many you can get in, you still at least have to ask yourself, if you're a top-flight prospect like Rashad Bateman is it worth
mm-hmm.
it? Is it worth it? So,
well, yeah, because you have the element not only of the physicality of the game, but now you've got the COVID-19 element as well, which I don't think everyone has a ton of confidence about performing in all the time. So, like I said, it's a fluid situation. Probably not as many in the fall, a ton if seasons get moved to the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You will see much larger numbers opt out in the spring. If you were a draft guy, why in the world would you play spring football? Even if you were a middle round draft guy,
from
if you were a fourth
Lawrence,
or fifth rounder.
Ooh, boy, I don't. You give them some more tape to evaluate you, I guess. Mm, if you're a non first rounder.
Yeah.
But if you're Trevor Lawrence,
I suppose.
It wasn't that long ago we were laying out starting quarterbacks in the NFL and who would you rather have, Trevor Lawrence or him? Like when he was
yes.
a freshman. And he's
Trevor
6'6",
Lawrence
200
gains
pounds.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence gains nothing this season by playing football relative to the NFL draft.
Including in the fall.
Again, let me repeat that. Nothing. He's not going to up his draft status. He's a guy that doesn't have to play a lick and will still be, depending on who's making the pick, one of the first three players taken in the draft. More than likely the first, because there will be some teams that see the Patriots that would maybe maneuver to trade up for the number one pick. So,
or just suck for him and be a team that
right.
sucks and needs a quarterback. So there's a couple different ways
yeah.
to try to get it. But, I would agree. And even playing What?
No, you're right. I was having a discussion with a buddy friend of mine that's a big Clemson guy, and we were having this discussion just yesterday about Trevor Lawrence, come back and win the big game, show that you can do it, blah 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 blah. And I said, he's shown that he can do it, A.
Mm-hmm.
B, the only thing that can happen to him now relative to the draft is to get injured. That's it.
Yeah.
There is nothing else that he's not going to make any more money playing college football than he's already made for himself relative to the draft. Now, Joe Rah-Rah college football guy can sit there and say, well, being a part of a team, being leader, all of this stuff. And I would listen to all of that, but hear me. From the NFL draft standpoint, not germane.
Mm-hmm.
NFL draft, his work is already done. Period. There's nothing he can do to improve it. The only thing that he can do at this point is to damage it with a long-term injury. Now, there aren't many guys like him, but he would be one of them.
Yep.
So, anyway.
All right. Time has come on this day, August 4th. What happened in the world of sports throughout history? We'll tell you. Thanks to our good friends, 21st and Ridge and Superior Rents. Talk about Nolan Ryan and a bunch of other crap when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.